I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. The earthquake death toll in Turkey and Syria is past 36,000. Rescue efforts have pushed on for over a week, and the rest of the population is grappling now with trauma in the earthquake's aftermath. Rex Rogers at Sat7 describes how their staff have been affected.
Many of them have family and friends. Some of them grew up in this area. It's not that far away for them. They are expressing, as they did this morning, feelings of helplessness, angry, lonely, fearful. One that really caught me off guard is they're experiencing, they said, shame. And what they meant was, even for like being alive or enjoying their coffee, it's a kind of survivor's guilt.
Amidst their own grief, Sat7 Turk is broadcasting Christ's hope to an entire nation dealing with survivor's guilt. Please pray for comfort. Tensions simmer following Revolution Day celebrations and symbolic pardons in Iran. Every year on February 11, state-sponsored festivities mark the 1979 revolution that ushered in today's Islamic rule. Iran's supreme leader pardoned thousands of prisoners ahead of last week's anniversary. Denise Godwin of International Media Ministries.
We need to be careful not to imagine everything's okay now for the young people or the Christians in this part of the world. A show of mercy isn't necessarily a cure. We have to keep in mind that a lot of people are still slated to lose their lives in spite of this announcement from Khomeini.
IMM uses media to reach closed countries like Iran with a gospel message. Look for the full report online and learn how you can help. Ask the Lord to encourage persecuted believers in Iran. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.